The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden. Nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. How many of you remember the days when McCormick spices came in little metal cans? Raise your hand. How many of you remember that there was a little thing you would push to expose the... You remember that? Boy, you are old. You're as old as I am, because I remember that. I have a friend who... If she bought a can of spices in the 60s, she still had them in the first decade of this century. And I would laugh about that. And now, she really was salt for the earth, light for the earth. She was wonderful. She still is. She's 90. But I used to joke about that because she would have all these old cans of McCormick spices, and she'd have a closet full of, the whipped cream containers, you know, all over the place. And she saved him. She was very good about that. Now, I don't think we ever tried those spices. I remember one time we made some crepes, and she said, "I think the eggs may be a little bit old." And so when I opened one of them, it just kind of oozed out. But it was perfectly fine for what we were using it for. But unlike McCormick spices from 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, we, as the spice of the world that we're supposed to be, don't have to run out of taste and zing and flavor, because we have the power of God in our lives. And as the gospel message says, we're called to be salt for the earth. We're called to be light for the world. And as always, we have to question ourselves, do we do that? Are we? If we look at the news, I'm not a news junkie, but when I look at it, I'm thinking, oh my God, can it get any worse? And one of the reasons why it's so bad, to be honest, is because we, Christians, are not being a light for the world or salt for the earth. We're not doing that very well. We're not shining the light of God in the world, as Isaiah says we should be doing, so that people are being fed, people are being cared for, and things are moving along in a very positive way. We're not doing that well. And so, as always, we Christians, and Scripture says this, we're going to be held more accountable on the day of judgment than those who don't know anything about Jesus Christ, because we know about him. We hear the readings, like we've just heard, that said we're supposed to be making a difference in the world, and therefore it's up to us to continue our work as disciples to grow in our faith so that we can become good disciples. As always, it's something we have to work on every single day. It doesn't come miraculously at baptism, although that is our basic commission. We are commissioned in baptism, given the power and authority of the Holy Spirit to go forth to be light for the world, salt for the earth. And God constantly showers blessings upon us. We always have access to the power and authority of the Holy Spirit to be a light in the world, but do we let our light shine? Are we bold enough? Are we courageous enough? Do we take the commission that has been given to us in baptism seriously and make that number one? Doesn't matter what political party I belong to or what club I belong to or what parish I belong to. It all depends on, is Jesus Christ my Lord and Savior? And if he is, he's the way, the truth, and the life. He's the only one who has really a platform that's going to bring about change in the world. So we need to keep focusing on that. So in our commission and baptism, and we're going to have Adeline commissioned, yes, even though she's an infant, she's going to start her journey as a disciple. She'll be immersed into the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. She'll become a new creation, an adopted child of God. And God says in baptism, okay, Adeline, this is the starting point of your discipleship. You're going to grow into a light for the world, salt for the earth. And of course, that's the parent's job to make sure that she is trained to be a light and to be salt. But all of us have been called in baptism to do that. Now, your job, quite frankly, I would say is the more difficult job. I'm talking about laity, is more difficult job, because my realm, so to speak, as an ordained minister, is kind of the church campus. This is where I lead the sacraments and pray and teach and preach. That's what I'm called to do. I'm not called to go out into the public square in the same way that you are, and where you work, where you recreate and constantly proclaim Jesus Christ. That's your sphere. That's your sphere. That's not mine. It's yours. Now, I'm here to support you in that. But if every Christian, and there are billions of Christians in the world, if we all took seriously that commission to be, you know, that spice, that tang, that zip, that draws people's attention to Jesus Christ, things will change, and they may change very radically and quickly, because again, we're talking about the power of God, the authority of God. We're not talking about some human organization. We're talking about the all-powerful God who created us and who calls us to be his partners in redeeming the world, bringing about the word of salvation into the world. And of course, we Christians, we have, for example, the great sacrament of penance, where if we have sinned, we know we can get it wiped away very easily. What a great gift that is. Do we share that gift with other people? Do we say, okay, if you're burdened by this or that, come, find out more about what God wants for you, what he has in store for you. But as always, we as human beings can grow in our faith, we can grow in our ability to reflect the light of Christ in the world, to be salt for the earth, or we can say no, in which case people aren't going to look at us for any kind of leadership or counsel. But I guarantee you, the more you show the light of Christ in the world, and to speak about Christ, and to show that Christ wants, again, as Isaiah says, he wants the world to be changed through the power of God, the more we do that, the more people are going to be looking to you for guidance and leadership. So just like me, just like Adeline, just as all of us in baptism, we were anointed to be priests, prophets, and kings. I was and you are. So think of that. You're called to be a priest. Lead other people in prayer. That's what it means. Lead people in prayer, no matter where you are. If you're around the water cooler, someone has a problem, say, let's pray. You have the power to do that, the authority to do that. As a prophet, you're called, as all the prophets did, to say, no, that's wrong. You're going the wrong way. That's what the prophets did. Now, you're going to be hated by many people for that, but that's the call. And to be a kingly people means to be leaders, not lords that lorded over others, but as servant leaders who take their divine and kingly foundation, which we all have, we're a royal people, take it seriously to draw people to Jesus Christ, to bring people to Christ. So I don't think I have to prove that there's a lot of work to be done by us in the world each and every day, but we have to keep coming back to our major focus. It's Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. I'm not, you're not, no human being is, no philosophy or political persuasion is, it's Jesus Christ. And if we take seriously our membership, our childhood in Christ, hopefully we're going to want to grow more and more to be light, to be salt for the earth, and to really go out and make a difference. So as always, I encourage you to think of your own journey with Christ. Are you doing that? Are you spreading that salt that really brings the flavor of God out in the world? Are you doing that? Or are you afraid? You need somebody to walk with you. Well, ask about that. Are you thinking that you don't know what you should be doing? Well, the Holy Spirit will give you what you need to do that. We can't come up with excuses because God has taken them all away. So it's up as individuals and as a community of believers to keep reminding ourselves of who we are in the eyes of God, who we have become through baptism, and who we are called to be in the world, to go out there, preach the gospel, make it clear that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. So as always, let's pray as we receive the best of food, the very flesh and blood of God, as we receive his divine word. Let's pray that we will always go deeper into our faith, no matter what the cost, so that we can be the disciples we were baptized to be.